Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. 40 years ago on this weekend, Pleasant Colony entered the starting gate as the 4-5 favorite for the 113th running of the Belmont Stakes. He had already won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and he stood on the brink of becoming Thoroughbred Racing's 12th Triple Crown winner, but it was not meant to be. Instead, the winner of the 1981 Belmont would be a horse who had skipped the first two legs of the Triple Crown, was trained by a man who had lived in his brother's shadow, and was ridden by a 22-year-old jockey who had grown up just a few blocks from Belmont Park. The horse's name was Summing. Foaled April 16, 1978 in Kentucky, Summing was from the seventh crop sired by Verbatim, who stood for $5,000 at Elmendorf Farm. Summing's sire and dam both descended from 1875 Epsom Derby winner Gallopin, and the double shot of 19th century stamina in that pedigree would serve Summing well in the mile and a half Belmont. Described as a handsome bay and also as a medium-sized, powerful, and placid colt, Summing failed to impress on the racetrack early in his career. In fact, he won just twice in 8 starts as a juvenile and then began his 3-year-old campaign in much the same fashion, winning twice in his first 8 outings of 1981. A homebred for New York City native Charles Wilson Jr., Summing was trained by Luis Barrera. Luis had worked as an assistant for many years to his brother Laz Barrera, but he had struggled to establish his own identity. Summing, however, was about to change all of that. After losses by a combined 30 lengths in the Whirl Away and Gotham Stakes in New York and a 5-length defeat in the Illinois Derby, Summing began to show signs of improvement when winning the Grade 3 Hill Print Stakes on the grass at Belmont Park under jockey Angel Cordero. Some 19 days later on Memorial Day, Summing was entered in the Grade 3 Pennsylvania Derby on the dirt at Keystone, the facility known today as Parks Racing and Casino. And he would have a new jockey. Cordero was unable to ride that day in Pennsylvania because he was committed back in New York to ride Fapiano in the Grade 1 Metropolitan. So instead, Barrera called on 22-year-old rider George Martins, who had won the Eclipse Award as Outstanding Apprentice Jockey just 5 years earlier. And as the field turned for home in that 1981 Pennsylvania Derby, Martins gave Summing the perfect rail-skimming ride. Jack Lamar gives us the call.
Leaving the eighth pole, anybody's horse race, Summing along the rail has the lead. Sport and Life, Classic Go-Go, past the tab, all closing in. In deep stretch, Summing is doggedly holding on to the lead. Summing wins the Pennsylvania Derby by a length and a half.
Summing won at odds of 36-1 that afternoon, and Barrera believed the colt had earned a shot at the Belmont Stakes. For Martins, that would be a dream come true, to ride in the Belmont, having grown up in Elmont, New York, and having spent much of his childhood at Belmont Park watching his dad ride races. Sent off the third betting choice for the Belmont at odds of 7-1, Summing once again made a move up the rail to take the lead, this time with a half mile left to go. As the field turned for home, he was in front by 4 lengths. Marshall Cassidy brings them home.
Summing has the lead by 2.
Summing held off the late rally of Highland Blade to win the Belmont Stakes by a neck, with Pleasant Colony another length and a half back in third. Summing denied Pleasant Colony a Triple Crown, and he became the third consecutive horse to win the Belmont after skipping both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. Summing would suffer through a difficult campaign that summer at Saratoga because of ankle issues, finishing off the board in both the Jim Dandy and the Travers. He would be retired following the Jockey Club Gold Cup in October with a career record of 7 wins in 23 starts and $600,000 in earnings. Following 10 seasons of stallion duty at Jonabell Farm in Lexington, where his credits included Eclipse champion juvenile filly Epitome from his third crop, Summing eventually relocated to California. He died there in 2008 at the age of 30. We remember Summing on the 40th anniversary of his victory in the Belmont Stakes. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.